This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. A television manufactured by Samsung, known as The Frame, and called by many the Spotify of art, is digitally bringing masterpieces into the living room. Museums meet the future, but first, these tech headlines. Google issued new guidelines limiting employee discussion of politics and other topics not related to work. A major shift for the company that has long prided itself on open debate and freewheeling internal culture. Alphabet Inc. said in a public memo that staffers should avoid spending time debating matters unrelated to their jobs, among other discouraged behavior. A Google spokeswoman said, quote, "This follows a year of increased incivility on our internal platforms, and we've heard that employees want clearer rules of the road on what's okay to say and what's not." Huawei Technologies trumpeted its first high-end AI processor, the Chinese telecom giant's latest attempt to challenge Silicon Valley's advanced technology. The Ascend 910, designed to crunch the massive amounts of data used to build AI algorithms, is available immediately. The chip advances Huawei's goal of curbing reliance on American tech. Holding up the palm-sized Ascend 910 at an event at Huawei's headquarters, Deputy Chairman Eric Zhu declared it as, quote, "the industry's most powerful AI processor," end quote. A federal appeals court froze a ruling that Qualcomm had committed an array of antitrust violations, a boost for the chipmaker that allows it to maintain its business practices for the time being. The court decision is a setback for the FTC, which had sued the company, citing an illegal monopoly that harmed smartphone manufacturers and rival chip producers. The judge's ruling found the company leveraged its dominance in smartphone chips to force manufacturers to pay high royalty rates for Qualcomm's intellectual property. Qualcomm argued its business practices were justified. The journal says the court action isn't a definitive reading of the merits of Qualcomm's appeal, but it indicated the company has a fair shot at winning. Coming up, as museums meet the future, we're introduced with the new Spotify of art. Samsung has struck digital art agreements with the Tate Gallery in London, the Prado in Madrid, the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, among others. The latest deal sees its unique television, The Frame, landing at the Royal Museums of Fine Arts in Belgium. As part of the new agreement, Samsung will display 22 of the Belgian gallery's Flemish masterpieces on its Frame TVs. Isabel van Hunacker, a managing director at the museum, has more.
We are participating in the Samsung initiative because we think technology has a lot of possibilities to spread our heritage in another way than in the museum. So with Samsung Frame, we can bring the artwork into the living room of the people and hope that they will afterwards want to visit the museum and see the authentic work.
In turn, we're seeing some comparison with the digital methods that the likes of Spotify made popular. Johan van Kampenhout, Samsung TV Lifestyle Project Manager, explains.
It's subscription-based. So you have two formulas. Either way, you pay either €5 a month and you have unlimited access. So I call it the Spotify of art. So you pay €5 a month, and you have unlimited access to all the artworks that are in there. More than 1,200 artworks. Or you can also decide to pay a one-time fee for one artwork, and then that will cost you €20.
More on the actual technology.
The brightness sensor measures the lighting in your living space, and based on these results, it adapts the backlight of the panel, so it would really look like a real picture. Because if you would show this picture on another TV, you will always have the feeling you are looking at a TV.
Isabel van Hunacker is back to talk the museums of the future.
There are a lot of challenges for the museums because the museum of tomorrow, we have to think about it. Before you had only the physical museum, today we have also the digital museum. People are used to have digital images, and we have to develop this whole digital museum today. And accessibility is one of the important challenges as well.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.